I'm Mike Duncan here with Gene Stillwell.
The Bentway, in collaboration with the New Museum New York City, present Ideas City Toronto. Now, this is a collaborative civic platform with cultural innovators, creative practitioners, and other instigators. It's free, accessible, and open to the public. Ideas City Toronto is going to take place on Saturday, September the 15th. That's this Saturday, from 12 noon to 10 p.m. in the newly opened Strawn Gate at the Bentway. That's the first phase of which is at Fort York National Historic Site.
Mm.
And with me to talk about it is the Director of Programming for the Bentway, Ilana Altman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, indeed. Now, in your role as Director of Programming, what exactly are you involved in?
I'm extremely lucky to be involved in so many wonderful art, culture, and recreation projects. We've had a tremendous start to the Bentway.
Mm-hmm,
we began programming this winter alongside our skating season and then really opened the site again to the public this summer with a collection of skateboard activations, concerts. We had a wonderful opening to Strawn last month where we celebrated the best of arts and culture in Toronto.
Now, is Strawn a new part of the Bentway? Is there a new building?
There is a building. So, as you know, Strawn is slightly elevated from the area underneath the Gardner.
Yes.
So we've created a grandstand set of steps that allows you to walk and descend down into the site. And tucked underneath there is a building.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful entrance to a new space.
Okay.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, for those who don't know the Bentway, it's under the Gardner.
That's right.
What kinds of things were you looking for as an artistic director?
Well, the space itself is an incredible thing to respond to. It's absolutely monumental in scale, in length.
Yeah.
But the columns give it this incredible episodic kind of quality.
Yes.
So we've been looking at programs that can explore the site's intimacy, that can explore it at its full scale. But most importantly for us, it's about convening the public in a location in Toronto to celebrate itself and to celebrate its own arts and culture.
Hmm. So what exactly is Ideas City?
So Ideas City, as you mentioned, takes place this Saturday, September 15th at the Bentway. It's a day-long event exploring the cultural forces that shape and connect the communities of Toronto.
Right.
And we are very lucky to have entered into this partnership with the New Museum. They've been running this festival now for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And in the last couple of years, it's begun to travel beyond New York. So
right.
We are entering into conversation with past Ideas City locations such as Detroit, Athens, Arles, and is soon to travel to New Orleans as well.
Did you approach them or did they approach you?
I approached them, but I think that there was just such a wonderful alignment of ambitions here.
Mm-hmm.
What's really fantastic about the New Museum's platform, Ideas City, is that they not only convene an incredible list of artists and change makers together in conversations, but they take those conversations outside of the institution and they stage them in public space.
Right.
So they're reaching new audiences. And we at the Bentway believe that that's exactly where these conversations about the city need to be taking place. So we just felt that it was such a wonderful marriage between two organizations that were exploring similar goals.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now you put something out to the public about getting cultural ideas and for the city of Toronto. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. The day is a wonderful lineup of panelists and events and performances, but we felt it was really important to include emerging voices as well. So earlier this year, we put out a call inviting young organizations, individuals who had ideas about the future of the city to submit them to us. And we had a tremendous response. We received so many fascinating really ambitious ideas about the future of the city. We've selected six of those to come and pitch during the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a wonderful kind of jury who's going to provide them with feedback. And each one of the successful applicants receives a patronicity grant, which is a crowdfunding grant to help them to take their ideas to the next level.
I have to ask you a technical question, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Because this has always intrigued me. How do you deal with the noise? Because the Gardner is never quiet.
It's funny. I think that it's quieter than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
And the hum of the Gardner almost becomes like ambient noise when you're underneath. It's one of the first things that everybody comments on when they're there is that the sounds of the city kind of fade away. But I also think from a point of view of sound, we're in one of the most interesting places in the city. You have the hum of the Gardner, the street traffic. You've got the occasional cannons going off in Fort York. it's a great thing to, you know, along with the columns and the scale of the space, the sounds are a wonderful thing to respond to
I guess
well.
It creates a lot of energy.
Absolutely, yeah.
And yes, that can be a lot of fun skating under something
for sure, mm-hmm.
And skateboarding, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got Adrian Clarkson coming.
That's right. So our first panel of the day is going to be moderated by Mitch McEwen, who's the Idea City's new curator. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be joined by Adrian Clarkson, Simone Brown, who's a professor from the University of Texas, and Sylvia McAdam, one of the founders of Idle No More. It's right. A great panel to kick off the day. And they're really going to be exploring tactics that work against homogenizing forces in our city and talk about how those tactics can be scalable as well, how we don't necessarily have to think about our city at the scale of the whole all the time, but how we can make change in smaller ways as well.
Right. Now, based on your experience as in architecture and planning, et cetera, do you also sit on the panel? Do you also contribute?
I have played a role in shaping all of the programs and performances, but the day of, I'm really happy to attend
and
to sit back. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss a beat. I don't want to miss a moment of the conversation.
I guess, you know, thinking about these six people that are presenting, giving their presentations, if I was being asked to do something like this, the first thing I would think of is money. And I guess that's not what you want, is it? Because that puts restrictions on everything.
Yeah, we don't want it to drive the ideas, but we are encouraging people to think about realistic opportunities as well. One of the pitches that came to us was a project all about how to leverage the city's existing library system, which is a ready-made system that's really expansive and that reaches all different parts of Toronto.
North America's biggest.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're just layering on ideas for how that we can better connect those spaces through programming. And so it's not always about having to have seed money from the beginning, but recognize where opportunities can be found.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you have a lot of fun this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like it will be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
Great.
All to say that we kick off with a wrestling match where we battle it out over urban issues. And we end with a fantastic hip-hop karaoke rap-along. So
it's such
please
such
come
creative
I
ideas.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate that you've come in this morning. We've been speaking with Ilana Altman about Ideas City taking place this Saturday from 12 noon to 10 p.m. at the Strongate. That's at 250 Fort York Boulevard. For more information, visit thebentway.ca/ideascityto. Thank you, Ilana.
Thank you.